This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Saudi Arabia has arrested more than half a dozen writers, bloggers, and activists, two of whom hold dual U.S.-Saudi citizenship in the latest crackdown of supporters of a group of women activists now on trial for allegedly defaming the kingdom over its treatment of women. The arrests coincide with a vote Thursday by the U.S. Congress to cut American support for the Saudi-led coalition in Yemen. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
A number of those women recently were given a court hearing after being held for more than a year. Three were released about 2 weeks ago. Saudi American activist Noura Abdul Karim, based in the U.S., tweeted the names of almost 10 people she says were arrested. Two are dual U.S.-Saudi citizens, and one is the son of a woman activist arrested last year. Female activist Hossa Al-Mahdi, with the London-based Al-Qasd rights group, told Al-Hora TV recently that the Saudi government has come under serious pressure from the U.S. and European states to improve its rights record.
Ed Uranian reporting for VOA. A new survey shows that less than half of Americans support the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, an alliance designed to provide collective security against Russia and formerly the Soviet Union. The YouGov survey released to commemorate the 70th anniversary of NATO found that only 44% of Americans support the United States' place in the agreement. That was down 3 percentage points from when the survey was previously conducted in 2017. The United States is acknowledging that many countries are not heeding warnings about the possible security risk and allowing Chinese tech giant Huawei to build the next generation of high-speed wireless networks known as 5G. The trend is particularly clear in Southeast Asia, where even U.S. allies are racing ahead to partner with Huawei.